Listening second.
再度音声を聞き、次の指示に従って答えなさい。英文は2回読まれます。
Jellyfish have been gently swaying to and fro in our oceans and freshwater lakes for hundreds of millions of years. Marine biologists have found more than 2,000 different species.And predict that there could be thousands more undiscovered. The largest jellyfish species is the lion's mane. It can grow up to 2 meters in diameter and weigh an unbelievable 250 kilograms. Its tentacles, the long thin parts of the body, can reach 34 meters, which is longer than a blue whale.The tiniest jellyfish, on the other hand, discovered in Australia in 2018, grows to just 2 millimeters. The most colorful jellyfish are the black sea nettle, which is red, and the purple striped. By the way, are you aware that jellyfish are not fish? Fish have bones and cartilage. Jellyfish have neither. Furthermore,Fish have a brain, a heart, blood, eyes, and gills, and they lay eggs. Jellyfish don't have any of these characteristics. So why are they called jellyfish? If you have any alternative names for these fantastic creatures, let me know. Listen again.
Jellyfish have been gently swaying to and fro in our oceans and freshwater lakes for hundreds of millions of years. Marine biologists have found more than 2,000 different species and predict that there could be thousands more undiscovered. The largest jellyfish species is the lion's mane. It can grow up to 2 meters in diameter.And weigh an unbelievable 250 kilograms. Its tentacles, the long thin parts of the body, can reach 34 meters, which is longer than a blue whale. The tiniest jellyfish, on the other hand, discovered in Australia in 2018, grows to just 2 millimeters. The most colorful jellyfish are the black sea nettle, which is red.And the purple striped. By the way, are you aware that jellyfish are not fish? Fish have bones and cartilage. Jellyfish have neither. Furthermore, fish have a brain, a heart, blood, eyes, and gills, and they lay eggs. Jellyfish don't have any of these characteristics. So why are they called jellyfish?If you have any alternative names for these fantastic creatures, let me know.